time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, joined on the phone right now by Will Ardell. Will, thanks for your time. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Matt. It's a beautiful day in Saskatchewan, and yeah, life is good.
Awesome. Will, I want to ask you about your new tune, Songs in the Dark. I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about that one, kind of how it came to be written?
Yeah, I was actually on call one night. I was kind of waiting in to go out and plow snow, and I was just sitting in the living room. I couldn't sleep, and you know, you're going to get called out probably 2 or 3 in the morning. So I just got one eye open all the time. So I just got up, made a pot of coffee, and I just started writing a bit and strumming a few chords that were in my head. And next thing I know, I had kind of written a song in about an hour there. And I came back home after I got done work that day and finished her up. And yeah, we were off and running with the song. I talked to the producer, and we recorded it about a month later.
I love kind of hearing how songs come to be. So I mean, do ideas come to you just kind of random times? Like you always have obviously your phone or some kind of device to be able to record and jot down notes. Do songs come to you just random moments? Do you find normally?
Yeah, they really do. I think for a lot of artists, and probably I'm no exception on that either. You are, you know, for whatever reason, you're just sitting there, or doesn't matter what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you'll come up with a hook in your head or a riff in your head, or you hear something in your head that'll work. And the beauty of technology now with your phone, you just hit record and kind of scratch something down, and then maybe finish it, or else down the road you can finish it later. But yeah, it's just very random sometimes how it works. And I always try to go through life experiences to get my song inspiration. So that's always a big thing for me.
Very cool. Joined right now by Will Ardell. Will, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you continuing maybe writing? Are you playing some live shows? What's kind of this year looking like for you so far?
It's been actually really busy, and it's been a really good thing after the last 2 years where everything was kind of shut down, and it was there were some points that we could play shows. It's pretty minimal, though, but yeah, this year's been really good. Trying to do as much as possible. It's like a kid being allowed in the candy store with a limited credit card right now. So trying to book as many shows as possible and write and record it. And it's been a busy summer so far. A lot of acoustic gigs, doing Blackbird sessions with Burke Jodine.
Okay,
and myself, we've been doing that. As Tim and I are doing some solo acoustic stuff. And we're telling the stories behind our songs. I've been playing with the band, and yeah, we're booking into later in the winter here, so it's nice that way. It's nice to get back on the road and playing shows for folks.
Yeah, and you mentioned obviously the last couple of years hadn't been really any kind of live shows. I mean, there've been some virtual stuff like that, a few drive-in shows and that kind of thing. But with live shows and the festivals and stuff kicking up here this year, when you're kind of getting back out there playing some sold-out venues and for a good-sized audience, what are kind of the emotions like for you? Nervous, excited? What's kind of those emotions? Especially over the last couple of years, it's been tough.
Yeah, I think there's always that nervousness, is that no matter how much you practice in your room or in your house, it's a different environment when you step on a stage. You're like, I hope I remember what I'm supposed to do in this
That's
song.
That's what I'm wondering. So exactly.
It's all those little things that go through your head before you play. But, you know, most people have been so overwhelming positive in the response. And I think we all missed it, for the lack of a better phrase, for the last 2 years now. And it's been really nice to see people have been coming to the shows, and for myself and for everybody else out there that does it, it's been a great summer so far.
I love it. Before I let you go, one more thing. Like when you're playing a brand new song, like Songs in the Dark, I don't know if you've played, how often you've played that song live, but if you, let's say you're playing a brand new song for the first time or one of the first few times, what are the emotions like, I guess, there? Is there any time where you're afraid that you might forget a lyric or two? Like, what are those emotions like for you playing a new song for the first time?
I think you're always wondering what the reaction is going to be. That's probably most importantly what I think about, because you've never really played it for people before. So, you can play it to yourself and to your friends, but it's another ball game when there's other people that don't know you and they can be harsh critics. So I think that's always the thing, too, is you're wondering what they're going to think. But at the end of the day, when you write your songs and you're an artist, you just do what you do, right? And where the chips fall is where they fall. But I just love going up there and playing, like a lot of us that do it. And you know, if this song is great and this song is bad, well, that's just the way it goes, and you just keep plugging ahead.
And for your playlist, for those that haven't heard you play, I assume a lot of originals and mixed in with some covers. What's kind of the playlist like when you're playing some live shows?
Yeah, when we've been doing our acoustic shows with Burke and myself, we try to do a lot of the originals and then tell the stories behind them because that's kind of our bread and butter. And then when we play with the band, we do a mix of everything. If we're playing a rodeo or something, we'll do a lot of the covers that we like to do and then throw in some originals as well. So it kind of goes all over the map, and we just go in there and whatever the vibe of the crowd is, we just kind of roll with that too. So that's what it's all about.
Love it, love it. Hey, Will, I really appreciate you taking a few moments here to chat today. Love the sound of the new tune, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great day.